This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 17th. God's word to you today is doting. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 2, verses 2 to 5, and it says, "Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit." We sometimes mistake the symbols of the Holy Spirit for the person of the Holy Spirit. The symbols are important because they show us the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Fire is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is not fire. A symbol, fire, characterizes his cleansing, consuming, purifying, illuminating nature. But the Holy Spirit is not fire. Another symbol in the scripture is the dove. The dove characterizes gentleness, but the Holy Spirit is not a dove. However, the symbol of the dove represents the Holy Spirit in the sense that it brings out the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. The story is told of someone that sat under a tree and a dove landed on the tree. The person said, "Could this be the Holy Ghost that has been sent from heaven?" Then the dove pooped on his head and went on its way. Then the person realized that the dove was not the Holy Ghost sent from heaven. Oil is another symbol of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is not oil. However, because of the characteristics of oil, oil lubricates and refreshes. Oil represents the anointing. It destroys yokes. These are characteristics of the Holy Spirit based on the symbol of the oil. But the Holy Spirit is not oil. The Holy Spirit comes like the wind, but he is not the wind. The wind is just one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. These symbols do not and cannot do what a person can do. For instance, wind cannot teach you and fire cannot guide you. God can use fire to guide you, but fire on its own cannot guide you. Oil cannot comfort you. Imagine your friend needs comforting and you decide to pour gallons of anointing oil on his or her head and you say, "Receive comfort." You would most likely lose that friendship. It is the Holy Spirit that comforts. He is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. The way you relate with people is the same way you can relate with the Holy Ghost. The way Peter related with Jesus, the way John related with Jesus, and put his head on the Lord's chest, that is the same way you can relate with the Holy Spirit, because he is a person. You should learn to love him. You can love him, yes, you can. The Holy Spirit is a singing spirit. He loves to sing. Sometimes, get alone with the Lord, and you just sit there. You're not praying in tongues, nothing. Perhaps you just get in from work. You sit down to read the newspaper or a book or to unwind. And right there and then, you sense the presence of the Holy Spirit. You put down your book and sing to the Lord. "More than anything, I love you, Lord. More than anything, I love you. Lord, I give my life to you." You're just singing to the Lord, and your children are just amazed at how much you love the Lord. We can express our love by singing to the Holy Spirit. He is a singing spirit. When you do, it is like you're investing in the relationship. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are the reason I live. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. You are the reason I live. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. Why should I fear when I have you? Surrounded by your love, your everlasting love. Why should I care what people say? They don't know what you mean to me, they don't know what you mean to me. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.